Hi, I'm Rick Anthony, and welcome to the Someone You Should Know podcast, the podcast that focuses on musicians, authors, and interesting people. We like to say we're making a difference one artist at a time. So sit back, have a cold one, and get ready to meet someone you should know. Well, today I have someone very special on the podcast because he's my very first European guest. He's a Dutch musician and music therapist from the Netherlands. Welcome, Harry Kappen. Welcome.
Dankjewel.
Awesome. Very good. Harry, before we delve into your music, and we're going to play a couple songs today, I want to talk about you being a music therapist and how it ties into what I used to do, being on the radio for 40 plus years. I always learned that when someone called in and requested a song, and then I played the song for them, how it totally changed their day. How does music therapy work for you? What is your process?
Well, music, that's one aspect. Mood and emotions. Music is a translation of emotions. I work with adolescents mainly, so youth between 12 and 18, and there are a lot of issues going on with them in their lives. They are born with. Not going well in school or in the family. I'm just a therapist, but I use music as my tool and get an entrance and connect with my clients.
Oh, very good.
We play together, we make lyrics, I teach them how to drum, how to play piano or guitar, everything. Yeah, they get a sense of structure because music is structure in time. I get a lot of clients with ADHD.
Attention deficit,
So very chaotic minds and no rest, and music gives them the structure they need.
Absolutely.
And when they play music together with me, they experience it. It's a lot of experiencing in the sessions.
I've always learned that patients with ADHD have such a frantic life. But the thing is, if you've got a tempo. Like in music, you've got a tempo that can totally change their whole rhythm. Isn't that right?
Of course. And the music doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. And they also like to sound, let it sound right. Uh-huh. Well, it's one-on-one, but it's all with families, for instance. I in system therapy, it's father, mother, and son with the same of ADHD. So, and you see a lot of patterns immediately audible while they play. The father is the lead, takes the lead, and the mother says, "Oh, you're always doing that, John." It's translated into music.
Harry, how did you start doing this? When did you start doing the actual therapy? Is this something right out of college or what?
No. I was 36. I became father, so I I thought I should now and get a steady income. Mm-hmm. So I studied music therapy because I one of my fellow musicians was a music therapist, and he said, "Harry, that's for you." So you should do that.
Awesome.
I said, okay. Never heard of it. Never. I did it, and it's great.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a boy, Harry, I got to tell you this. I used to listen to Radio Netherlands from Hilversum, Holland via my shortwave radio.
Radio Netherlands.
Yeah.
It was worldwide?
Yeah, it was worldwide. And it was from Hilversum. How far is Hilversum from where you are?
Very near. Very 5 kilometers.
Wonderful. Wow, that is really pretty close. Jeez, yes. Yes. Yeah, how is the European music scene today?
Well, that's a question hard to answer. The music scene doesn't exist. There are a lot of music scenes. In Holland is dance, for instance, very popular in clubs.
Right, yes.
And in the early days you had blues and rock and metal. that also exists, and singer-songwriter. So that's it's very fragmented.
All right,
I can't tell you how the music scene is because it's
It's that's the way it is here in the United States also, as far as it, you know, it seems like the flavor of the month. You watch the Grammys and it's like, well, I didn't even know that existed, you know. Now, folks, Harry reached out to me via LinkedIn and shared some great music. He released an album in 2022 called Escape, and the tone of the album is escapism. And let's face it, after the pandemic, we all could use a little escapism. Harry, can you tell us a little bit more about the album Escape?
Yeah, well, I had some songs, and I always start with music before the lyrics come.
Right.
So, and I had... I made one lyric, then another one, and another one, and I said, "Ah, that's the same theme, but in a different way."
Mm-hmm.
So, it's about escaping in from reality,
right,
into dreams, or into drugs, or into love, or into whatever,
right,
and after a couple of months. I thought, that's the main theme. It's escapism, escape from violence, also, escape
right.
from nets.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a theme.
Awesome. Yeah, that's very good. It's nice to have that because sometimes albums are just so disjointed. You have no idea what the whole purpose of it is. Why did they put this all together? Nothing flows. Your album does flow. The first song we're going to feature is called Barefoot in the Dew. It's very smooth and flowing. What's the backstory on it?
It's a very simple song,
mm-hmm.
Barefoot in the Dew. You had a feast all night long. You are maybe high.
Uh-huh.
You're, the sun comes up and you're walking like a hippie in the field.
Wonderful.
That's my idea.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, we're going to feature, you're going to love it. It's called Barefoot in the Dew. It's from Harry Kappen's album called Escape. And here it is right now on the Someone You Should Know podcast. My guest today is Harry Kapp, and his album is called Escape. It is a song that you just heard right there is called Barefoot in the Dew. It's a great, great song. Harry, let's back up, talk about your musical roots. When did you start playing music? How old were you when you started playing music?
Well, my sister had a guitar, and she was is still a singer-songwriter, and nowadays a great jazz singer. So I stole her guitar to try to try some notes. And so I started, and together with my sister, we loved music. I've got three sisters, but with this sister, I'm very close because we have the same interests.
Okay,
and we watched on TV great shows on music. We did the dishes in a rhythmical way.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it started.
Awesome.
Yeah. And later, yeah, there was the school bands, of course.
Right.
Now
you and your sister actually worked on a project together a couple of years ago,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Tell us about that project.
We made a lot of music together, and I had some songs I wanted to record with her. So, and that was a very important step because she's good ears and asked me the right questions. Is that okay or should it be improved? No hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned a lot of that.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. So your sister, the singer-songwriter, got together and put out an album a couple of years ago. And
Capsonic.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on Spotify and on Facebook.
We'll include it in the links. I promise listeners.
Right.
We're going to include all your stuff in the links there, too, because we've got a video to go along with a couple of your songs, too. Those will be down in the show notes there. And okay. So you've been traveling for many, many years doing this particular thing. You've been going to gigs and doing this. You mentioned earlier that we're going to do a Tales from the Road, but you said you don't really have anything. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's a long time ago, Eric.
Oh, that's no problem at all.
But of course, Holland is not very big.
That's true.
The Netherlands is not very big. So we don't have a lot of traveling stories.
Okay.
So there's a circuit of music and yeah, in 2 years you did all the venues.
Wonderful. Count your blessings. I've heard so many stories of people with broken down vans and lost instruments and such.
It's very different. Very different.
Awesome. Very good.
Also, I played with in England, in London. I played, and in Germany some gigs, and in Belgium. So it was a bigger than Holland.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Now, working with the students is one thing, and playing music is another thing. What is your high water mark to date? What would you say is the best accomplishment you've done to date?
I always say my last record.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Of course.
You're only as good as your last record, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Very good. Harry, how about...
My next single is coming out, and I'm very thrilled because that's even better than War Games.
Oh, okay. Well, very good.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
How about some links to your media, Harry? Where would people go to get your material?
Of course, my website, www.harrykapp.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest
HarryKappen.com. All right. Very good. That'll be down in the notes. I promise you that.
Yeah,
be down Okay.
Very good. And I'm on Facebook under my name and on LinkedIn and on
He's on Spotify. He's on all those.
Spotify, Instagram.
Those. Okay, great.
So my name.
He's all over the social media. Now, the last song we're going to feature is one that was actually the one that was submitted to me. And it was very, very appropriate because it was actually prompted when Russia attacked the Ukraine. The atmosphere in Europe completely changed. You created a protest song called War Games. Give us the full story on this.
Well, there was this big threat of Putin and he's going in Ukraine. It was terrible. There were 120,000 soldiers on the border. He didn't succeed, but it was a threat then.
Yes, it was.
And maybe it still is a threat, but well, there's more balance now. And I saw in the charts that there were no protest songs, or it's very superficial. Right. I love you, baby, and I'm so hurt, and blah blah blah. No real meaningful songs.
Right.
So I thought I have to make one.
And it's a damn good song too, I have to admit.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm really impressed with it as far as that goes. There's just not enough of this anymore, because it was so popular back in the Vietnam era, you know, all those particular songs. And it just seemed to have lost a lot of its, you know, the protest songs have definitely lost. I think those kind of went the way with the folk singers of the 60s and 70s and such. But Harry, nice
but
way to capture.
I have to say, I don't want to be labeled as a protest singer. But this song,
you'd be in good company though with the Joan Baez's and Bob Dylan's, though, you know.
I know
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I love them all.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Is it getting airplay in Holland?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Very good.
And, awesome. And it's now going very well since I have an American management.
Awesome, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you're getting some airplay.
I'm very pleased.
You're going to get some airplay here, too. By the way, I do have listeners all over Europe, too. So it's so I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a guest on the show. We're going to close the show with War Games. And Harry, thanks so very much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful dinner now, because it's a big difference in time between Holland and here.
It's dark.
It's sunshine here in Chicagoland. So anyways, Harry, God bless you. The very best
to
you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. You and me. Hi, this is Rick Anthony, thanking you again for listening to this episode of Someone You Should Know. Now, if you're an aspiring musician or an established musician that's looking for a little exposure, I invite you to drop us a line at someoneyoushouldknowpodcast@gmail.com. That's someoneyoushouldknowpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I invite you to tell a friend about the Someone You Should Know podcast. I thank you for tuning in this time, and I invite you to check us out next time on the Someone You Should Know podcast, because you never know who's going to show up. Until next time, remember, God loves you, and so do I.